The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. It is Intellectual Medicine. I am Dr. Steve Pettirudi. Here this morning with Nick. Good morning, Nick. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, doctor. I'm feeling pretty good.
That's pretty awesome, man. It's a holiday run-up. Everybody's kind of in a festive mood, and this is a really happy show today. I've got the great Dr. Pat Sullivan. He'll be calling in and joining us. He's going to be talking about advances in facial anti-aging. But before I get to Dr. Sullivan, you know, there are a couple things that are just really under my skin today. I'm a little bit fired up, Nick, and you know, we just have to address the evil empire is at it again and must be stopped. The evil empire. You know what I'm talking about.
We have to stop
the evil empire from crushing good doctors, from imposing their will and interfering with quality medicine. So I'll fill in the rest of the story. But first, I'm shout out to Shannon. She's home studying. Good news, folks. One more month and she will have graduated from her nurse practitioner program. And she will be joining the ranks of intellectual medicine. More good news. We have another doctor coming down from out of state to learn some of the intellectual medicine techniques and skills, in particular regarding to medical weight loss, an area that we have solved the problem of. But let me get back to the evil empire. So, of course, I'm talking about Blue Cross, the evil empire that dominates healthcare in Rhode Island. Now, here's a little-known secret about the evil empire. They are making it their business to go out and impose negative feedback on thoughtful, caring, and advanced physicians. What I'm talking about, so I know of a colleague of mine. He spent time and money to get educated in aspects of anti-aging medicine. He acquired new knowledge. He started to apply that in the context of his practice, looking at ways to prevent disease from happening, extend lifespan. He's, if you will, a spiritual brother in this endeavor. His reward for that is the knock on the door from Blue Cross. You're ordering weird labs. We're going to audit you. That's the beginning of misery. Why? Why do they do this? I have another colleague of mine. It's a beautiful physician. Cares for his patients in a compassionate manner. And in the course of doing this, he spends a little more time than other doctors. You ever wonder why your doctor dismisses you so quickly? Did you ever think that they have a fear factor, that somebody's looking over their shoulder? Well, somebody is. And they come in and they audit these doctors. And they say, you know, Dr. Jones, you're spending too much time with your patients. That's more than other doctors spend. We're going to continue to watch you. And if you do that too much, we're taking some of your money back. In fact, a lot of it. In fact, your contract that you signed that you never read, because who the hell reads those things? Like the contract whenever you sign up for a new app, right? Your contract lets us do that. And if you don't like the fact we did it, well, you can appeal it to us. So you can imagine the position these poor doctors are in when they are facing that kind of scrutiny. And you can bet that this has happened to many, many good doctors. They look for and will audit the top 10% of users of services. So if your doctor is just spending too much time with you, just ordering a few more tests than perhaps they think he should or she should, look at the knock on the door. I once asked somebody from a major insurance company, do you ever audit the bottom 10%? Did you ever think that docs at the bottom 10% aren't doing enough? And he looked at me and said, no, not really. Folks, this is not about medicine. It's not about a care or concern for quality. It's about an attempt to intimidate doctors into towing the line and controlling costs. That's it. Now, here's another thought to ponder, Nick. Ponder this for a moment. We've got really two major insurance companies in Rhode Island, don't we? We've got Blue Cross, we've got United Health.
Yep.
It's about the whole thing. United Health is a for-profit operation. Now, look, and I'm not supporting either one of these guys. You know, folks, if you're out there listening, get a pen out. I'm going to give you information. You're going to write some of this stuff down. By the way, Nick, let me know when we're about 3 minutes to the break because I want to talk about Pat, Dr. Sullivan. So United Health is a for-profit company, which means they have to pay taxes on their buildings, they have to pay taxes on their income, and they have to pay a dividend to investors. Isn't that all right? Isn't that my understanding of for-profit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. Now, Blue Cross is a not-for-profit, correct? Huge, huge, huge business advantage. No taxes. You know that big, stupid building they have in Providence? Like a middle finger to the entire state of Rhode Island. That's your insurance premium money at work. I know people have been inside of that building. They say it's like the Taj Mahal. How is it that their premiums are not 50% below anybody else's when they are not for profit? How does that happen? How does a for-profit company have less money per premium on average? Drives me nuts. Listen, if you're listening to this, anyone from Blue Cross and United Health, feel free to talk to Nick and we'll set you up on the show and you can give a rebuttal to everything that I've said. We speak truth here. Look, when I was a kid, you remember the term coat holder? Did you ever hear that term, Nick?
I haven't.
Okay,
no.
So my mom always told me, don't be a coat holder, which means I was always getting in fights while other people held my coat. So here I am, Nick. I'm in sixth grade, and I was really riled up back then. It wasn't about these issues. But in sixth grade, they were taking away gym class to make us go to these stupid meetings, these big committee things they had us for kids. So you know what I did? I started a petition. To let them, in sixth grade, I got the whole school to sign the damn thing so they would no longer delete our gym class in favor of mandatory meetings. And I'll never forget Mr. Baxter, my sixth grade science teacher, caught me in the hallway. This is back in the 70s, folks. You got to remember the spirit back then. Grabbed me by the neck, put me up against the wall and said, you little punk, would you stop with your petition already? I'm in sixth grade. I can remember his stinking breath and his bristly beard inches from my little sixth grade face. And that, you know what that did to me? That made me pissed off, and I delivered that petition to the principal. I don't know if anything happened. The point of the story is that we speak our truth. We do so independently, and we're going to speak our truth about every issue that comes across our plate. How am I doing for time? Can I expand my topic here? I got about 3 minutes left. Look, I'm going to talk a little bit about the testosterone and the anti-aging mafia. And remind me about that, Nick, after we have Dr. Sullivan on, because they're out there. They are. I don't understand why any practitioner would be opposed to extending youthful lifespan. It boggles my mind. So anyhow, I'm going to talk a little bit about face anti-aging, folks, because we're very fortunate in the state of Rhode Island. We have some of the world's finest physicians, absolutely world class. Whether you're looking for hair transplant and hair restoration with my good friend Dr. Robert Leonard, or you're looking for facial anti-aging, there's nobody better than Dr. Pat Sullivan. He's going to be my guest. We'll be calling him shortly and getting him on the line here. But think about it this way, and I was talking to Dr. Sullivan about this earlier. I don't like the term plastic surgery. I think it's old-fashioned. I like the term facial anti-aging because nowadays, done properly, you can't tell who had anything done other than their face looks great. So we talk a lot about living 120 years in our practice, 120-year lifespan. Yeah, you want that lifespan, but you don't want to look the part. And you don't want to feel the part. You want to feel dynamically young on the inside. Now, do me a favor. I want you to all look at your forearm. Now, roll your wrist over and look at the undersurface of it. See that beautiful skin? Smooth, right? Flawless, no wrinkles. That, folks, is your chronologic aged skin. Now look at your face, and every defect you see is a result of the environment, ultraviolet damage, and reversible causes. At Intellectual Medicine, we address aging on a cellular level. We restore the vitality of arteries, blood vessels, of your collagen, of your brain, of your sexual health, and it's all done through a myriad approach of balancing the factors that corrode your health. Above and beyond that comes an opportunity to reverse any kind of a facial defect or deformity that you don't care to live with. Now, let's reflect on this for a moment. You've got deformity. Nobody would argue with fixing a deformity. And then you've got vanity, which to me, folks, these are two sides of the same coin. One person's deformity is another person's vanity. And we don't get to judge. So if you're looking in the mirror and you go, yeah, man, I just don't like that. I had a patient in the other day. He had this big lesion, this dark spot, left side of his forehead. And I was looking at that. I said, do you like that spot there? He goes, no. But the doctor told me not to worry about it. okay, so it's not cancer, but he'd rather not have it there. And by golly, we just made an arrangement. We took it off. Not a big deal. The barrier here becomes the insurance feedback that doesn't pay for some of these services. But, folks, this stuff is remarkably affordable. I could speak to anti-aging. If you can afford a cable bill, you can afford state-of-the-art anti-aging medicine. Right here, intellectual medicine is about common people getting uncommon services. It's no longer Hollywood and New York elite. It is Rhode Island mainstream. And they told us it wouldn't work in Rhode Island, that you guys were too stupid and backward to grasp the value of anti-aging interventions. And they were wrong. You did grasp it, and you are grasping it. And we're here to meet that need. And we're partnering up with some of our colleagues who are also in that spirit. Your face, folks, it's your calling card of the world. Your face is the most important of your physical features. Yes, we're going to age. Yes, we'll do it gracefully. But wow, there are things out there that you need to know about. Things that are going to help you, and there are things that you need to protect yourself from. It starts with an honest evaluation, and it starts with the core of intellectual medicine. Folks, I am Dr. Steve Pederuti. I'll be back after the break with Dr. Pat Sullivan. Fight the evil empire! All right, folks, I am back. It's Dr. Pederuti. Intellectual medicine, we're here to serve all of Rhode Island, speaking our truth. We are sponsored by us. We speak our truth because nobody owns our show. In fact, the next dollar we take from a major pharmaceutical company will be the first, and that's not going to happen. And our guests are here out of the graciousness of their willingness to speak to us. They pay no consideration, and we receive none. They are here selectively because they have something incredible to offer Rhode Islanders, nobody more so than Dr. Pat Sullivan. Good morning, Dr. Sullivan. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Pederuti. It's such an honor to be with you. Thank you.
Well, you know, one of Rhode Island's great surgeons and with a national and international reputation, people don't understand, they really don't need to go to New York to get world-class care. Isn't that right?
Well, we feel that way. I give courses all over the world, and people from New York and Boston and all over come to these courses. So I just love living here, though. I love Rhode Island, love the people I get to work with like you. And so, no, I think this is the best place for me and my family.
Well said, and I want to echo that statement. Rhode Islanders out there, feel proud. This is one heck of a state. I really get tired of the negativity at times, putting down our beautiful state, the dynamic people within it. No, folks, you do not need to go to Boston or New York, right? It's right here. But I want to get this issue right out of the way, Dr. Sullivan, because I, and you and I spoke earlier, I want to talk about this body dysmorphia notion. It's been my experience, and you know the type of medicine that I do, would be inclined to attract people that might be tilted toward body dysmorphia. That is, folks who have an irrational, psychologically disturbed self-perception and are seeking to have it corrected at any expense. And that some doctors and clinicians would take advantage of that. I maintain that a majority of what gets labeled as dysmorphic is a judgmental projection of a provider's opinion onto a patient who is seeking a modification of their appearance in many cases. What's your thought on that?
Well, I rarely ever see people with body dysmorphic disorder. And if I do, I try to get them help in other ways other than surgery. So I think it's a very rare phenomena of people that come into my office. The people who come into my office tend to be people who, like the ones who come into your office, they want to look their best, they want to feel their best, they want to live life to the fullest. I don't see vanity, I don't see those kind of things coming into my office much at all. I'm seeing people that really want to exceed professionally. They just have a variety of great reasons to come in. So I'm not seeing dysmorphic problems either.
So I would agree. I mean, it's out there, and I have empathy for people who suffer with it, and my psychiatric colleagues that are dealing with it, then we're glad for your service. However, folks, what I've experienced is people being contemplative about doing something to alter their appearance and feeling some kind of weird negative undertow, like, I shouldn't do this. I should be happy with my face falling off of my mandible. I should be content with my age the way it is, that is no longer necessary. You know, once upon a time, it might have been acceptable to lose all your teeth, right? But who wants that? Once upon a time, it might have been acceptable to get that old Dowager's hump in your back because your bones are atrophying. Who wants that? The same thing when it comes to the services that you offer. I'll give you a quick vignette, and then we'll pivot to the face. So a woman came to see me, and she was about 35 pounds overweight. And her doctor kept saying, but your weight is fine. Your cholesterol is normal. Your blood pressure is normal. There's nothing wrong with your weight. And she would say, but doctor, I don't like my body this way. And he would say, well, no, it's fine. You're getting old. This is what happens. But doctor, I don't feel comfortable in my skin. Oh, and tell me how that makes you feel. She goes, well, I get a little depressed thinking about it. He goes, well, that's it. You're depressed. And wanted to give her an antidepressant. So she came to see me. We assessed her metabolic and hormonal weight gain, lost 40 pounds, feels great, happy in her body. The moral of the story is, folks, you get to judge how you want to appear. Nobody else has the right to project onto you. And if you've looked at that thing on your face more than once or twice, by golly, number one, get honest, get a quality assessment of the condition of your face. Right, because there are a lot of things out there. I see these things in magazines and in the airport. Let's talk a little bit about those, Dr. Sullivan. The weekend warrior goes in and gets like a string lift or some other type of thing done. I don't know. Tell me the things that you see that are most often that consumers should be most cautious about. The types of procedures you see promoted.
Well, I see the botch show come into my office every week. Because it's one patient after another who went to the wrong person and got smart lipo done in their neck or some string lift done or something like that, or especially people who have facelifts done. And everybody calls a facelift, it's just like a car. You can have a Cadillac or you can have a Pinto that catches on fire. There are a lot of these things that are inexpensive and leave people distorted for life. So you really have to go to people's websites, like go to DrSullivan.com, go to other people and find out. I show you all kinds of before and after pictures to let people understand that you can look very natural after plastic surgery, and you can watch the botch show and see what happens when people go to the wrong doctor. So there's huge variability, but I was listening to what you said earlier, Steve. When you look in the mirror and you see jowls and you see a saggy neck and you see puffy eyelids and circles and people are telling you look tired when you're not, you can have those things taken care of. You know, some of them are nicely taken care of by the things that you do with your skin treatments and your injectables,
sure,
and things like Botox and things like this. But then others need surgery.
So when you're, just to summarize for our listeners, if they're contemplating a string lift or a smart lipo, it would be prudent to get another opinion.
Well, I think so. There's a gynecologist who's doing smart lipo on people's necks in this area. And I've seen so many disasters and things that I can't take care of. I mean,
yeah.
Nothing to do, and this poor person now is going to be like that the rest of their life. So.
Now, listen, my understanding about a gynecologist, if they're operating on the face, they're north of the border they should be operating on.
Well, I think so, but the people who go to them don't know necessarily they're a gynecologist. You should see if somebody's a board-certified plastic surgeon, but there are a lot of ways to get fooled out there. You have to be really wary as a consumer.
So I think a couple of take-home points. Number one, get more than one opinion. Number two, be wary of things that promise small price and easy result. And number three, get an honest, thorough assessment before you do anything else, a facial analysis. Now, when we come back, we do have to take a break, and we're going to go to Doug Lazette from the Seascape News Center. But Dr. Sullivan, can you stay with us? Because I want to hear more about what you could do to make face look great.
I'd love to.
Thanks.
That'd be great. Thank
you. Dr. Pederuti, Intellectual Medicine, right back at you.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Join Dr. Pederuti as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pederuti.
Good morning, everybody. I am back. This is Dr. Steve Pederuti, Intellectual Medicine, the cutting edge of staying alive and young right here in your backyard in southern New England. I have with me Dr. Pat Sullivan, one of the world's most renowned plastic surgeon, man of high ethical character. And I want to emphasize, Dr. Sullivan, one of the things I most respect about you is transparent honesty. You know, folks, when you go to a guy like Dr. Sullivan, who is busy and does this for the love of it, you're going to get a very honest assessment. But let me pivot back for a moment. When should I get my first facelift? How old should people be when they're considering that? What should we look for?
Well, it's there are a variety of things, Steve. First of all, what we try to do is be very honest with patients. And there are a lot of people who come to me that I don't operate on because I don't think they're particularly good candidates. And I don't go by a specific age, but rather some people will inherit things that really set them up, like they inherit these like a double chin or things going on in their neck, fatty deposits. Sometimes we can remove those when people are in their 20s. So as you'll see on my website, there are people on drsullivan.com that are 20-plus years old, and they say, I've inherited this problem in my neck. Can you help me? And we can do it with just a very small kind of procedure. There are people at 70 years old. They've got a lot of extra skin, like a person I operated on this week, and we were able to get rid of the extra fat plus the extra skin and do a multi-layer lift. And at the end of it, yesterday when I saw her, she had tears in her eyes. She said, this is the way I used to look.
Aww.
So it's so exciting.
That's
so there,
great.
There isn't a specific age, but I think what you said earlier I really reflected on is that when people look at the mirror and they don't like what they're seeing, that's a time for an evaluation, an honest evaluation, and then we help them with decisions.
Right. That's a great take on it. But let's talk about, so we've got folks that have a congenital aspect to their appearance that they've looked at and they don't like. I'm thinking of a gentleman in my practice, Dr. Sullivan, who had breast reduction surgery and was born with gynecomastia, the male condition of large breast.
Yes.
It was life-changing for this gentleman.
Exactly.
Life-changing. So I agree. The time to consider this, folks, is when you think of it. But let's talk about just an average healthy face that's going through aging. Here's one of my concerns. If I get I'm 57. I get a facelift at 57 just because I want to look younger and more refreshed. Am I going to have to get this done every 5 years? And what happens when I'm 82? Am I going to run out of stuff to lift?
Well, if you get it done at 57, you may never need another one done again. Even if you get it done at 47, you know, I try to have them be as long-lasting as possible, and it always puts you ahead of the game. You're so much farther ahead than you would have been had you not had one. So just having one doesn't imply that you'll ever need another one. Some people at 10 years, something like that, they may need another one to keep the fresh look that they want to, and some even earlier depending on when they started. If you have bad skin elasticity, you might need a little earlier.
All right, so let me highlight that, because what I just heard you say intrigues me. And that is, you're almost better off starting sooner than later, rather than putting it off, and coming to see you when you have pleats of skin hanging off your face. Am I hearing you correctly?
You are hearing me correctly. The people who get the best results are having that done in their 40s because they have great skin elasticity, and we can do the multi-layer lift and get rid of those problems that are bothering them.
Okay, Nick? Nick, I want you to cancel the rest of the show. I'm going to go up to Dr. Sullivan's place. let me amplify what you're saying, because I think, and you know, that the result depends on their lifestyle before, after, and during the surgery. And at the Intellectual Medicine Center, we have folks pre- and post-operative IV infusions of high-dose vitamin C and other vitamins to help enhance collagen reconstruction and minimize scarring. We also have a program of growth hormone enhancement. Now, we can't use growth hormone. It's almost illegal, but we have means of stimulating growth hormone. And Dr. Sullivan, what we've noted is that enhances cellular regeneration postoperatively. And I've used this technique in people recovering from orthopedic surgery as well. And then when we get those hormones back in, folks, you're going to have better skin elasticity. So it really becomes part of a continuum from the cellular level right up to the anatomical level. It's so exciting to be alive today, knowing that, you know, you don't have to look like as handsome as they were, your mom and your dad did, right? And this is average folk stuff. We're not talking Hollywood, the right lifestyle of the rich and famous. We're talking average people stuff here, aren't we?
We definitely are. The people who come in are looking for those kind of things. I really love the infusion program that you have and the kind of things that you're doing for people's skin. Getting them started, having them look good as long as possible, and then maintaining the surgeries that I do.
Well, it's a wonderful working relationship that I've got with you, Dr. Sullivan. And let me emphasize, folks, it starts with a very honest and transparent consultation. Do not be afraid. When you see a guy like Dr. Sullivan, he's gentle, he listens well, he's got a fantastic bedside manner, and that's as important as his knife skills, and he will give you an honest assessment. And at Intellectual Medicine, we do have facial analysis available. And likewise, you know, we can do everything, which means we don't have to do anything. And most importantly, the most important thing for any doctor to know are their limits. You know, we're never afraid to say, hey, look, what you have goes beyond non-surgical support. So it's just so comforting to have a guy of your skill set in our state, in our midst. It's Dr. Pat Sullivan. You check out his website. What's that website again?
DrSullivan.com.
DrSullivan.com. Fantastic. Doc, thanks for being with us today, Dr. Sullivan. Will you come back at some point? There's so much more to talk about.
Yeah, there is. There's so much more to talk about. I'd be honored, Steve. There are a lot of things going on right now that are new that were never available before, helping people look natural, not like they had a facelift or not like they had plastic surgery,
yep,
but looking the best they can look.
That's it, the natural look. When you get these type of procedures done, nobody really knows you had them done. You just look refreshed. Well, thanks, Dr. Sullivan. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. A very happy Thanksgiving to you and to your wonderful staff.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Great team, Steve.
You're the best. Dr. Steve Pettirudi here without Shannon, but with Nick. What's better than that? All right, guys, I'll see you after the break. Intellectual Medicine. All right, Dr. Pettirudi with my buddy Nick behind the glass for Intellectual Medicine, helping you live 120 vital years, solving problems that other people can't solve, and give you comfort and support as you go through your journey of life. Why? Because you're born to have joy in your life. You know, folks, it's hard to have joy in your life if you're feeling pain every day, chronic fatigue, or if you're looking in the mirror and say, I don't know about that. Your face, you know, there's correlation. There are studies. We're just talking to Dr. Pat Sullivan. And if you missed that portion of the show, then go back and watch it and listen to it on the blog. It was fantastic. Dr. Sullivan, along with many other wonderful professionals within Southern New England, doing marvelous things to help restore people's joy in living. That's it. Studies have shown that if you're happy with your face, you're going to be a happier human being. There are even studies correlating improvements in appearance with a decrease in criminal activity for some folks that have been inclined toward criminal behavior. But look, I want to pivot for a moment. I got to get this out there too, Nick. You know, you're a young guy. Are you still in school now?
I am. So after I finish this semester, I've got one more semester of college.
All right.
And I graduate.
So one of the evil empires that I love to pick on, in addition to evil insurance companies, higher education. Now look, and I got to put them in the crosshairs, baby. URI is jacking tuition 7% this year. 7% in a flat inflationary economy. Now imagine you're there and you're a sophomore, Nick, and they whack you another 7%. And you and your mom and your dad sat there with a stubby pencil and figured out you can make it through this year. And wham, there's another 7%. And next year, wham, there's another 7%. Here's what I propose. I'm calling out to URI and to state legislatures, if you want to take up this cause, for what I call Fairness in Tuition Act. When you start your college education, that should be your tuition for 4 years.
I like that idea.
It's a brilliant idea, if I say so myself.
If I agree to the price, that's what I should be paying,
that
right?
Should be the price. Okay, so imagine you take out your rental car. How much is my rental car? Well, it's going to be $600 a month, you know, this year. And you're in the car, and they say, now here's the deal, though. You are committed to this car for 4 years. But we can't tell you the price in year 2, 3, and 4, but you're committed. So you go to URI year one. Yahoo, you made it there, right? Here's your price. You're sweating bullets. You make it to the grade. You're saving every dime. And wham, they just threw another bill in your face. It's just not right. They should have tuition freeze from the time you're a freshman till 4 years later. And then shift that burden to the incoming students and see what happens. And folks, let me tell you right now, if you're listening to this, I have 7 children under my umbrella. Love them all. But my point in sharing that with you is that you just don't write blank checks for your kid to go to school. Sorry. And you do not do a 529 savings account. It is a waste of money. You're just simply giving money away to the colleges they otherwise would give you in financial aid. It's a big game out there. Well, listen, you know, I guess it connects, right? Because we're talking about anti-aging medicine. And you cannot live the 120-year lifespan if you're constantly stressed. And not only are the kids stressed by virtue of the debt they're acquiring, but the parents and the families are. And the solution to this isn't to throw more money at it. It's to make the colleges accountable and to stop being stupid. You know, Harvard is maybe worth crazy money. Imagine you went to the car lot and there was a bunch of cars there, Nick, and one car is a Porsche and the other car is a Yugo. And you say, well,
a Yugo.
You remember Yugo.
Oh, Yugo. Yugo. Okay, I thought you said Yudo.
No. Maybe I'll pick I want to pick out a dead car so I don't.
Yugo is just, definitely a dead
Yugo's
car.
Yugo's a dead car.
Yeah.
And they said, look, we can put you in this Porsche. It'll cost you $60,000. Say, man, that's a lot of money. How about that Yugo over there? Oh, that car? Yeah, that's $60,000. You go, wait, what happened? Here's my other beef. If Harvard is $60,000 a year, am I right? If Harvard's $60,000 a year.
Yeah, it's like $65,000.
Right,
actually.
Thank you. Every other school should be incrementally less based upon comparative quality. That's just my 2 cents worth. But hey, so we need to talk about anti-aging. We got a couple of minutes. So a couple of stories I want to share with you about living the life you want in the body that you want. And one of the things we value immensely is being non-judgmental. We are in the spirit of celebrating everybody's beauty and living your best life in your best body. And these stories motivate us and energize us to come to work every day. Every day we can defy the expectations, in part because we have extraordinary freedom. Now, I shared with you at the top of the show a colleague of mine who is getting negative feedback because of his advanced techniques in assessing patients. Sad to say, but you cannot practice intellectual medicine within the context of insurance reimbursement. Now, we do use insurance as much as we can to mitigate cost. And folks, let me reassure you, this is Rhode Island we're talking. We have made intellectual medicine within reach of everybody. And we have made successful, permanent, and durable weight loss a reality. It's a part of living 120 years. You don't get there unless you're at your best weight. I had a woman in. She's been with us now in the weight loss program, approaching a new weight. I said, when's the last time you were at this weight? She said, high school. She's now in her mid-40s. And it's durable. Went on a trip the other day and she just, you know, was flying and buckled in. No big deal, right? Buckled in. Started crying. Tears pouring down her face. Very emotional. When you see that kind of life-changing event happen to people, it does something. It motivates you to persevere in the face of hardship. So her daughter knew what was going on, smiled at her. Life-changing, like Dr. Sullivan shared with you, the patient who looked at their face and said, this is what I remember. This is the face I want. This is the body I want. And now you can acquire it. It's not wrong. You're not wrong. You're on the right track. I'm Dr. Steve Pedderuti. This is Intellectual Medicine, changing lives every day. Never can say goodbye. Hey, everybody. I am back. This is Dr. Steve Pedderuti at Intellectual Medicine. We're talking about changing lives, making them happier, better, longer, younger. Why not, right? You only go through life once and you're dead a long time. You might as well suck up the moments. So on today's docket, we've had concerns about the negative intervention of insurance companies and the freedom of doctors to practice. Make no mistake about it. They are targeting the outliers. They are targeting the individuals who are doing things novel, advanced, creative, and in the interest of helping patients. There's a reason we don't do insurance and intellectual medicine, and the reason is freedom and the ability to deliver to you, the patient, the type of cutting-edge, life-extending, youth-enhancing treatment. You know, there are a lot of doctors out there, Nick, they don't believe in life extension. They think it's a big hoax. They just want you to get old and die the old-fashioned way.
I need one that believes in life extension.
You bet you do, man, because, you know, there's no money in it for the big pharmaceutical and hospital chains. They'd rather have you chronically ill than young and vital. I promise folks to take down this name. It's Liberty Direct. Liberty Direct is a form of... it's a means of covering your medical expense. I cannot call it insurance because it is not. And bear in mind, folks, we get nothing out of anybody. When we advocate for something, it's because we believe in it, that it can help you. So take a look. Go to their website. What you need is an insurance policy or a means of covering your health care that is an extraordinarily high deductible with a low premium and has the equivalent of a health savings account. Why? Because you will gain freedom. And with the money that you save, you can direct your care in the places that are going to help you the most. And that includes the things that we do in intellectual medicine, keeping people alive and young. Yes, we believe in revitalizing people by giving you your hormones back. You have two choices, get your hormones or suffer the consequence. Now, recently, there's been a mounting negative publicity campaign against testosterone. Folks, I would have had a colleague on today to share with you the progress in testosterone therapy, but they're getting such pushback that they're being stifled to speak. There are black box warnings about testosterone. It could cause heart attack, stroke, and it could be addictive. Nonsense. It does none of the above. For some reason, there's a cohort of hypogonadal intellectuals and bow ties with atrophy genitalia who are pissed off that some men and women are seeking and receiving life-extending youthful services. And it's because this movement is coming from the grassroots. It's coming from people saying, I don't want to get old the way people always have. And it's being led by folks like me. We're outliers. And the mainstream intelligentsia doesn't care for that so much. So keep listening. Intellectual medicine will speak our truth. We will do so in the face of hardship. And we will do so at professional risk. Because we're not afraid to speak honestly to our audience. Intellectual medicine, that's what we do every day. Changing lives. Restoring sexual, physical, and mental vitality. If you don't have your hormones, your brain, your bones, your muscles will corrode. And you need an expert to help guide you through that. It should come from a doctor, and there are many of them out there. So we're going to be wrapping up here shortly. Up next, Tony DeJesus with Big Blue Bug Solutions. We are the voice of Southern New England, the home of the most intellectual listeners in the world. WPRO, I am Dr. Steve Pettirudi for Shannon and for Nick, wishing you a healthy, youthful 120 years. Happy Thanksgiving.